So it is the final look at sports this morning. We have some midweek premiership action on the menu tonight. Betway premiership action. AmaZulu will be hoping to finally pick up a win this season when they clash against Chippa United at the Moses Mabhida Stadium. Usutu have had a dismal start to the season, but of course Vivi and 10111, the co-coaches in the helm of AmaZulu, so they have lost all their league matches, including getting knocked out in the Carling Black Label Cup in the last 16 by Stillies. That one kicks off at 7:30, and then TS Galaxy, they welcome Orlando Pirates to Mbombela, or should I say, the high-flying Buccaneers.
Football that we play, in fact, we should draft letters to PSL. PSL should pay us for the kind of football that we are playing.
Yeah, those are the fans. Pirates, the cream of the crop of South African football at the moment. Only team yet to drop points this season. They've played five, they've won 5-2. Honest, I know I'm a Kaiser Chiefs fan, but Pirates could be the formula of a dethroning Mamelodi Sundowns, which is very interesting because Sundowns have been at the top for 7 years now. So well done to Pirates and a good start. And I hope TS Galaxy wins tonight. That one kicks off at 7:30. The other fixture on the menu, we have Sekoko and a United against Richards Bay. Now, if you missed it earlier, the big news in the world of football is that there is a new best player in the world, and his name is Rodri.
Suspense, everyone. Let's hear George.
The 2024 Ballon d'Or French football winner is Rodrick.
Yeah, so the Man City midfielder winning the best player in the world at the Ballon d'Or Awards. It was quite an interesting one because everyone had thought that it should go to Vinicius Jr. But, of course, the 100 voting journalists from the top 100 FIFA-recognized countries gave it to Mr. Rodri and Man City. I mean, why not? He won the Euros for Spain. He won the Premier League. He won the UEFA Super Cup. He won the Club World Cup for Man City. He's also the first player in Man City's history to win the Ballon d'Or. Real Madrid and Brazil winger Vinicius Jr. finishing in second place. It was not a good outing for... I don't know. Come and ready... You seem to disagree with me. I'm saying Ronan Williams wasted our money. No, he didn't waste our money. I get the